Wildcat News. Benjamin Shavers is in studio, and you do several things within the music department. And of course, you had a vocals, and you had a big musical that happened this last weekend. Why don't you bring us up to speed? How'd it go?
It went wonderful. The kids did a really good job. We had almost, I think we had close to 70 kids involved this year. So it was a really, like, a lot of kids showed out for it, and a lot of work was put in, a lot of long nights, a little bit of yelling and screaming occasionally. But it went really well, and the kids put on a really good performance. And we were able to suffer through some sound issues, but it didn't affect our performances, so that was a blessing. And they just did a great job, and everyone's now on the down low of trying to recover from a long week. So I have a lot of tired and sick kids, but they made it through the show, and they deserve the rest. So
good deal. Congratulations on a super performance. Of course, you had three performances. Yep. Thursday and two on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Because of the game on Friday night. So there you go. Isn't there a middle school concert coming up?
There is indeed. Tuesday night, we'll have our 5th through 8th grade vocal concert. So we've switched a little bit from past years so that instead of being 5th and 6th band and choir and 7 and 8 band and choir, it's going to be 5-8 vocal and 5-8 band. So Tuesday night, 7 p.m., free will donation. We will have the 5th grade choir, the 6th grade choir, and the 7-8 combined chorus will be performing.
Did you have any students go to Allstate this year?
We had a lot of kids participate this year. We didn't get anybody in this year, but we had a good number of band students, and we had 10 vocal students that went this year, and it was a lot of fun to see a lot of seniors who haven't done it before in the past who, like, have a really good shot. And even if they didn't make it in, just to see every year kids go to Allstate, the goal is, no, it doesn't, you know, destroy your life if you don't get in, but it's the work that you put in that teaches you to be a better musician. And that's the goal. That, yes, of course, we always want kids to get in, but it's not, oh, go home sad. Like, yes, you put the work in, you still deserve that. You did a great job. You put the work and the effort in to try and get there. We had a really good clinician we went to vocally, like, back in September, that the Jason Heitland's the choir director over at Clear Lake, and himself and another lady that I forget the name of, and our clinician, who's from Waukee, a director up there, all three of them told them, hey, we all did Allstate. We never made it in. Like, and they've helped direct IHSMA and the Allstate side of the music in Iowa. And they do that now as a career. And they're like, by the way, we worked all 4 years to try to get in, and we didn't get in either. And we still chose to do this. So it's not, oh my gosh, I should just quit as a musician. I didn't make it. It's a really hard slot, especially band-wise. There's a lot smaller percentages that get in than vocal. So to have all of them do that work is still telling them it's the process, not, you know, don't quit music because you didn't make it into Allstate. Know that you're a better musician for the work you put in practicing. So,
wow. I think that's a great message to send to students. It is about the experience and the emotions and anxiety that goes into it.
Yeah.
We're all very familiar with that. What's next for the music department?
We've got all of our winter concerts coming up. So we'll have our middle school next week, and pardon me that I forget when the 5-8 band concert is, but it'll be in the next 2 weeks. And then our high school concert will be on December 9th, and that'll be the high school band and choirs performing together.
How many students do you have participating in band and choir?
We've got a lot more this year. I know I don't have exact numbers from Mr. Knapp doing the 7-8 band, but I know he's somewhere around 75 or 80. And the middle school choir this year for 7th and 8th grade has almost 50, which is exciting because that's more than I've ever had the 3 years I've been here. And I know 5th and 6th grade usually end up having 40 to 50 per class, as far as I know. So we actually are moving up. I think just about every ensemble. So we saw some growth this year. So high school choir is in the 50s. The middle school choir is almost 50. The middle school bands are all up in the 60s and 70s. So each year we add a few kids, and it's pretty awesome to see. So
speaks positivity for the programs, and I know that the kids really appreciate it. You had two students come in from the musical. They did a fantastic job. I mean, everybody takes a different path in life, and you know, some follow sports, some mm-hmm. follow business, some follow a music career and take it where they can. So really you're shaping these young kids into what they're going to be as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And the joy of all that is they can try all of those, and that one doesn't have to be like, oh, I just do sports, or oh, I just do music. There's so many kids that do sports and music, or do band and football. And I mean, we have kids on all sides, and it's not something, oh, well, that's just a music nerd, or he's just a football jock, he doesn't do anything else. I had a couple of kids, if anybody watched the musical, they're in the football in the starting lineup, and they were in the beginning of our musical this fall. So it's kind of fun to see when kids actually jump in and try something outside of their box of friends or things like that. So, and see that they enjoy it.
Thank you. Anything we're missing this morning?
It's a great Wednesday morning. It's cold out, but it's going to be a good day. So everyone listen to the Bolt.
You and Matt were talking about it. I don't think it's all that cold. It's 40 degrees when it's 10 below. Talk to me then. That's cold. Oh, goodness. Wildcat News happens every Wednesday at about 7:20. Ben Shavers is in studio today. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.